You're at the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum. This is an internet podcast broadcast brought to you by my company, Rebel Pictures, and the Michigan Business Network. So we are coming to you again through this pandemic, through COVID-19, through these crazy times, from a remote bomb shelter. No, we're coming to you from Blue Owl Coffee in Old Town in Lansing, Michigan. Big shout out to good friends, Nick Berry, and the whole staff there is great. So they allowed us to come in, record. I encourage you, as a nice plug for them, to come in and get a coffee, especially an iced coffee or a latte during what we still have of summer before the fall and then the inevitable winter that makes The Shining look like Cool Runnings. So, for all you movie heads out there. So, I would say in studio, but we are in coffee shop with dear friend, guest, writer, researcher, academic dean, Mary Cusack. How are you, Mary?
I'm good. I'm good.
With all this craziness?
I'm surviving. I'm surviving. And that's why I had you list researcher, because I'm surviving because I do a lot of research, and we'll talk about that. But I'm also gritty. I'm gritty from, because we just got done with Pick Up Lansing.
Oh, yeah.
And good segue. It was a good segue. It was a fun experience, but today was particularly gritty because it was windy. And so, yeah, I'm feeling a little grit in my hair. But it was a fun thing. And we'll talk about a little bit about when we talk about COVID and surviving and how you get through, that volunteerism aspect is really important. And so sure. The Pick Up Lansing effort is amazing.
Well, thank you. I the audience can't see, but you're looking off in the distance when you're talking about today and the gritty and the air, the wind blowing through the hair. It's you're mm-hmm. having a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a moment.
It was fun.
So, tell listeners, trying to keep the show going through this has been really difficult and tough. I know for everybody in their everyday lives, it's been difficult and tough. And we were talking about this off camera that I think is really important to get to about that kind of ambiguous loss that we're all going through that I think is really cool and poignant for you to mention once we get down the pike a bit. But I want to give a quick shout out to a good friend of mine, Eric Shaleko, who is recording this and doing some photography and video work through the Pick Up Lansing events. So give him a quick shout out, and to Jeffrey the Cleaner Mosier, who is going to have to edit a cooler out of the background that we cannot shut off. So sorry, Jeff, deal with it. Love you, buddy. So give the audience just a quick who you are. Your little bio intro, if you will.
Oh, I'm one of those multi-hyphenates we've all heard so much about. my daytime job, I'm an academic dean at Mott Community College. I started out at Lansing Community College, but I'm at Mott now. So I do academic deaning, which is a lot of signing papers and answering emails and
problem solving. God, you make it sound so sexy and dangerous.
It's not. And that's why, I'll say one of those shows that I finally did binge during COVID was Community. And I have to say, while I love the show and it's funny, it's not at all what community college life is like. We're much more serious than that. But
There'd be a lot of arrests, I think, if the actual show Community had happened.
Although I wish my job were that much more fun, because it was pretty cool. But it's not. We really just try to meet the educational needs of students. So, that's I love my job. But the multi-hyphenate writer researcher is what I kind of gave you, because I also write for City Pulse. I do arts and entertainment articles for the most part.
Yes.
And I've been doing that for I forget how many years, since 2001. So it's been a long time.
Oh, man. Hasn't been that long, really?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of theater reviews, art stories. We've done stories about your films.
Yes,
and then
yeah.
The last one I got to do, and because theater ended, theater dried up in March, so I hadn't done a story in forever.
Don't say ended. That sounds so final. Let's just say
was paused. You know, we lost the end of the 2019-20 theater season, and there is, for the most part, none of the theater programs can feel comfortable scheduling anything for the upcoming year. So until they know, we just don't know what's happening with theater in the Lansing area. But so I hadn't done any writing in a long time, and then we talked about the Pick Up Lansing movement, and I was fortunate. I threw the story to City Pulse, and then they threw it back at me to actually write it. So I got to do that, and that was the first story I've done since March.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, when you don't write for 4, 5, 6 months, it's rusty. It's a lot of pressure to all of a sudden come back to, you know, that journalistic writing.
That was really a great write-up.
It was really
great
interesting.
Great article, too. I think you just captured, there was a feeling that if I hadn't been a co-founder for this with a buddy of mine, Omar Karim, I would have wanted to come out to this. Like you described it in a way
it's
that felt
fun.
Like, get off your ass and do something.
Yeah, it really is. It's surprising. And I keep posting it on Facebook before, you know, Friday nights, you know, Fridays. I'm saying this is tomorrow again, because it's amazing how rewarding it is. And it seems like such a silly, silly thing to just go pick up trash for 2 hours. But it really is rewarding in these times. That's amazing. And that's what we all need to be doing right now, is something to make us feel better.
I think something positive, too. It's it's just so funny, like, all the different ways that you and I have connected. Like, it started with just writing, reading some articles and reviews that you did. And I think it was back in the day I had reached out to you saying, hey, I also do movies and this and that. Because, you know, I'm self-promoter. You have to be at some point, and if your work's going to get out there at all. And, you know, you have to swallow that pride and stand on the soapbox and toot your own horn. Be your own Miles Davis, as I like to say. So, it's funny how that's grown from, like, reviewing a few things. Thankfully, you know, you've enjoyed doing those where it wasn't like, oh, her number's changed. I go to call, I get do. Sorry, you have, you know, that was nice. That was like, she didn't move because of my work and my hounding her to review stuff. She didn't move out of the city or the state, which was made me feel good. So
I had the job to keep me here too. So
well, good. You were kept here, but so. That was, you know, a great little intro. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Mary Cusack. This is The Magic Hour with Michael McCallum, Rebel Pictures, Michigan Business Network. I want to be. Been drowning in this town.